Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding 9 lines from the top. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shalchulam Esther l'Chachamim, Esther sent to the Chachamim after the whole story with Purim, and she said, Kiveuni l'Dairis, make it into a Yomtif, the Shpikriyas HaMegillah, we should remember what happened. Shalchulah Kinaan Ma'ireres Aleinu L'Beina Umais, that by doing so, you're going to be Ma'ir Kina, the Goyim are going to think that we're celebrating about their downfall. It's not a smart idea. So Shalchulahem Kvar Ksuva Ani Aldivri Ayamim L'Malchim Madayu Paras. No, you don't have to worry. Anyways, it's written in all their history books. They all know about it. It's not going to be Ma'ir or anything. Says the Gemara, another version of what happened, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, Masnu. So these four Amoraim, so they taught Rav and Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chaviva. And before the Gemara says what they taught, says the Gemara that you should know, Bekuli Seder Mayed, and throughout the entire Seder Mayed, Koli Ki Haizuga, anytime you have these pairs of Amoraim, so Chilufi Rabbi Yochanan, Uma'ayo Rabbi Yochanan. So change Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Yochanan. So instead of Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, it's Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva. So they were masnu. They taught that shalchulam Esther lechachamim. That Esther said to the chachamim, kisvuni ledayreis, not kivauni, kisvuni. You should write me down that Esther should be one of the sifrei Tanakh. So shalchulas, they said to her, halikasafti lecha shlishim. It, the pasuk says that you can only mention mechias amalek 3 times, and we already have it. We have it in Sefer Shemais, Mishnah Torah, and in Navi in Sefer Shmuel. So it says only 3 times, shlishim v'lei rabim. So we can't write it in Esther and have it as one of the Sifrei HaTanach. Until they found the smach to put it in the Megillah from a pasuk in the Torah, where the pasuk says that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksayv zayz zikaru ma'sefer," that you should write this down as a remembrance in a sefer, referring to Mechias Amalek. That ksayv zayz, that refers to what it says in the Torah, both mashikasuf kan uve mishnah Torah, what it says here in Sefer Shemais, where this pasuk is written, and what it says in Sefer Devarim, and zikaroin is mashikasuf benaviim, what it says in Sefer Shmuel, and Sefer is Basefer is Mashikasa b'Megillah. So this was a smach that you could write Megillah, you could write Mechias HaMalek in the Megillah. It says the Gemara, this way of dashing the pasuk is kitanai, is really a machlekas tanayim. The Braisa says ksayv zayis, so that refers to mashukas of kan, only what it says in Sefer Shemais. Zikaroid mashukas of b'mishnah Torah, ba'as sefer mashukas of b'neviim. So there's no extra word for Megillah. That's different Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. He does not have a drasha to include Megillas Esther as sefer in Tanakh. Rabbi Lazar Maida Yomer Ksayv Zayis is Mashikas of Kanu v'Mishnah Torah. He says, like the way we dashed it before, that Zayis refers both to Sefer Shemais and Mishnah Torah. Zikara in Mashikas of Neviim and Basefer is Mashikas of Megillah. I'm Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. Esther in the Metames Yadayim. So said Shmuel that the Sefer of Esther, the Megillah itself, is not Metama a person's hands. It's not considered Kisvei Kodesh. Ask the Gemara Lameimer Desaver Shmuel Esther La Beruach Hakodesh Nemra. That's Mashma you held, and it wasn't said Beruach Hakodesh. If it was said Beruach Hakodesh, it would be Kisvei Kodesh. So is that true though? Va'amar Shmuel Esther Beruach Hakodesh Nemra. Shmuel said Lahedya that Esther was said Beruach Hakodesh. So says the Gemara Einachanami Nemra Likrais V'loy Nemra. It was said Beruach HaKodesh, but just to have it as a script to say over Baal Peh. It was never said Beruach HaKodesh to write it down, and therefore it's not considered one of the Kisvei Kodesh. It was some later written down, but it's not one of the Kisvei Kodesh. Meisvei asked the Gemara, is that really true that Shmuel said? How could Shmuel say that Esther was not said Baruch HaKodesh? We have a Tana that said it was said Baruch HaKodesh. The Braisa says like this, Remeirai mer keheles inu metames hayadayim, that keheles is not metame the yadayim, umachleikas b'shir hashirim, and is machleikas b'shamim b'shilil about shir hashirim. Rabbi Yossi aymer, shir hashirim metames hayadayim, it is metame the yadayim, umachleikas b'keheles, the machleikas is regarding keheles. Rabbi Shimon aymer, keheles mikuli b'shamay umichumri b'shilil. It's machlekes veshame's mekel that it's not metame, and beisilos machmer that it is metame. Aval rus veshirashirim veester metame nesayadayim. But all of these are metame sayadayim. So how could Shmuel argue? Shmuel can't argue on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's a tanu. Says the Gemara, who damer Rabbi Yeshua. Shmuel holds a Rabbi Yeshua that we had mentioned before. Shmuel that Rabbi Yeshua did not have an extra word in the pasuk to teach us that Esther was able to be part of one of the Sifrei HaTanach. And therefore it's not metame sayadayim. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yeshua. In a Hanami, Shmuel is not like Rabbi Shimon, but Shmuel is going like a different Tana, he's going like Rabbi Yeshua. Now regarding Koheles, says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Omer, that Koheles is eino metame sayadayim. Koheles is not metame a person's hands, it's not Rurach HaKodesh. Mibnei shechachmasa shel Shlomo Hayo. It was just Tam. Chachmas HaTayra of Shlomo HaMelech, it's not Ruach HaKodesh. Amrulai, however, they asked in Rav Shimon ben Asya, that's not true. I'll prove it to you that's Ruach HaKodesh, because V'chi V'zubel V'ad Amar, are these the only things that Shlomo HaMelech said, what it says in Koheles? V'loi Kvar Nemar V'idaber Shleishas Alaf V'mashal, it says that Shlomo HaMelech said 3,000 Mashalim. So, why did he only choose to write down the ones that were in Koheles? It must be that was Ruach HaKodesh, not Stam. It was Baruch HaKodesh. And also they asked, Va'aymer, another proof that it was said Baruch HaKodesh, is because the Pasuk says, Al Taisif Al Devarav. It says that you can't add to the Mashalim that Shlomo Melech said in Koheles. So you see that it must be that it was Baruch HaKodesh. You can't add. That's Mashma, was because it's very specific. It was Baruch HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, Mai Va'aymer. Now we're not going to answer the Kasha. That was just their proof that it was said Baruch HaKodesh. Now Mai Va'aymer, why did they feel the need to bring the second proof? Because V'chid Teima Me'imer Tuvar Amar Dibay Ichtiv Dibay Ilay Ichtiv L'maisa, you could say that Shlomo Melech, yeah, he said 3,000 Mashalim, and the ones he liked better, maybe he decided to write, certain ones he decided not to write. That's not a raya that the ones he wrote were Baruch HaKodesh. Tashma Al Taisif Al Devar. No, you can't add, it must be it was Baruch HaKodesh. Now back to Megillas Esther, says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, four different Makairis that Megillas Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shanemra, as the Pasuk says, Vayoymer Hamad Beliboy. It says that Hamad said to himself, how does the Bala Megillah know that Hamad said something to himself? It must be, he had Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shanemra, as the Pasuk says, Vatihi Esther Naisei Schein Beine Kol Re'eha, that everybody who saw Esther, they liked her. How can you know such a thing unless you have Baruch HaKodesh? Rabbi Meir Aymer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shanemra, as the Pasuk says, Vayivada Hadavar LeMordechai, that Mordechai found out that Bigson and Seresh were plotting to kill Achashverosh. How did he know? It must be he had Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus Aymer, that Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, that it was written Baruch HaKodesh, Shanemra, as the Pasuk says, Uvaviza Loishalchu as Yadam, that nobody in Klal Yisrael sent their hands into taking some of the spoils of the enemies. How could you know such a thing? It must be as Baruch HaKodesh. Now, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel's Namaira, he comments and he says that Yavai Hasam, if I was part of that discussion with these Tanayim, have Amina Milsa Dadifa Mikulu, I would have said something which is better than any of the rayas that they brought. Shanemer, as the Pasuk says, Kimu Vikiblu. The Pasuk says in the Megillah that they accepted Purim, and we darshan, the double Lashon is Kimu Lamaila Mashikiblu Lamata. That in Shemayim they were Mekayim, they were maskim to that which Lamata, the Anshik Nesis HaGadayla, were Kaiveya, the Yamtifa Purim. Now Amar Rav explains that Lakulu Islu Pircha Lavarmi de Shmuel. On all the different Makairis that the Tanayim brought, you could ask a Pircha, you could ask a Kasha to disprove the Raya that it was said Baruch HaKodesh, except for Shmuel the Lesley Pircha. Says the Rava, the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer's pasuk of Yaimer Haman Beliboy Svaruhu. Now you could just say it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. It was obvious that that's what Haman was saying to himself. We know that nobody was more chashuv than Haman. He was the second in command. And Achashverosh wanted to do good to someone, so Haman figured, who does he want to do good to? And he said, and he's saying all these good things to do, and Haman replies with all these nice things. It must be, he was saying it, he thought it was for himself. And Rabbi Akiva, in Rabbi Akiva's raya of Vati Esther Nais Eschein Beine Kol Re'eha, that everybody liked Esther, that could be Kerba Lazar, that Esther appeared to each person like their Uma, and naturally a person's attracted to someone from their Uma, they like someone from their Uma, so that's why everyone, it was obvious that everybody liked her. That doesn't take Ruach HaKodesh to know such a thing. V'had Rabbi Meir, Rameir's Pasuk of Yivada Hadav for Mordechai, that Mordechai knew that Bixen and Seresh were plotting to kill Achashverosh. That also, it's not a riot that he had Ruach HaKodesh. There were two Tarshayim, they were two foreigners, and they were speaking a different language. They figured nobody understood them, and they didn't realize that Mordechai knew all the languages. He was part of the Sanhedrin, he knew all the languages, so he pushed overheard their conversation. It wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. V'had Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, that it says, that nobody took any of the spoils. officials, Dilma Pristike Shador. Maybe they sent out letters, all the different people in charge of the different cities, they sent letters, and so they knew that nobody took any of the spoils. They had a cheshbon. It wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. But the Shmuel Vadi Lesle Pircha. But Shmuel's raya that he said kima v'kiblu, on that there's no pircha. And Amar Ravina comments, and he says, and hainu damri inshi, this is the meaning of what people say, that tavachada pilpelta charifta mimali tzani kare. That's better one small little hot pepper than a whole basket full of big melons. Meaning these big melons are like the tanaya. They're big, but Shmuel's, the small pepper, it's sharp, it's spicy. When you put it into your mouth, it's going to stick with you. The gourds, they don't stick with you. So the tanaya, they brought rayas, but the raya that you could be madcha, as opposed to Shmuel, he's small, he's the amira, but he brought a raya that remains, that there's no pircha. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef, now we have other Amarayim that's a different Mekairis. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehacha, now you see Megillas Esther was never Beruach HaKodesh from here, it says, V'meya pura me'ila lo yavru mitaycha Yehudem, that it won't ever stop being kept. So that's Beruach HaKodesh. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Aymer Mehachav says from here, V'zichrom L'Yosef Mizarum, and their remembrance won't be removed from even from their children. So that's also, that's a right that it was said Beruach HaKodesh.